NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Secretary of State John Kerry is preparing to resume nuclear talks with Iranian negotiators tomorrow. Kerry says the talks have been tough and intense so far.
We've made some progress, but there are still gaps, important gaps, and important choices that need to be made by Iran in order to be able to move forward.
Speaking in Egypt today, Kerry said the right deal must provide access to Iranian nuclear facilities to ensure the program is peaceful, as Iran claims. At least 10 Americans are being evacuated to the U.S. from Sierra Leone after possibly being exposed to Ebola. NPR's Nathan Rott reports none of the people have shown symptoms of the deadly virus, but they will still be isolated and monitored after their return.
Health officials became concerned after an American aid worker who was medevaced back to the U.S. last week tested positive for the Ebola virus. The Center for Disease Control started an investigation that showed at least 10 other American citizens working in Sierra Leone may have been exposed. They'll be transported by non-commercial air transport and housed near three hospitals in Nebraska, Maryland, and Georgia. About 10,000 people in Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea have been killed in the latest Ebola outbreak. The 10 evacuees will be the largest group of Americans who have returned over fears of exposure so far. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
An elderly nun in eastern India has been gang-raped by a group of men who also ransacked the convent and the school. The chief minister of West Bengal, where the attack took place, is condemning the act. The BBC's Jill McGivering reports.
Security cameras show six men entering the convent school in the early hours of Saturday morning, stealing money and ransacking the office. Next, they went into the nearby convent, tied up two nuns and a guard, then raped a third nun, an elderly woman of 74. She's now in hospital. There's growing concern in India about sexual violence and about attacks on Christians. Christian groups in Delhi recently staged a public protest about attacks on churches there. They accused the authorities of failing to protect them.
The BBC's Jill McGivering. The Pacific Island chain nation of Vanuatu is described as completely devastated after a cyclone packing winds up to 170 miles per hour slammed through the islands overnight, killing at least eight people. President